This poem is called How to Continue. It was written after I took a trip to Ireland where I stayed with some old friends. And we went to this little shop where there was an old lady who asked us where we were from. And I said, well, I'm from New York. And she, with perfect Irish accent, said, oh, that's nice. I'm from Boston. I was rather amused by that. So after the trip, having enjoyed seeing these friends so much, I wrote this poem, which is sort of about friendship and love. How to Continue. Well, there once was a woman, and she kept a shop, selling trinkets to tourists not far from a dock, who came to see what life could be far back on the island. And it was always a party there, always different but very nice. New friends to give you advice, or fall in love with you, which is nice. And each grew so perfectly from the other, it was a marvel of poetry and irony. And in this unsafe quarter, much was scary and dirty, but no one seemed to mind very much. The parties went on from house to house. There were friends and lovers galore all around the store. There was moonshine in winter and starshine in summer, and everybody was happy to have discovered what they discovered. And then one day the ship sailed away. There were no more dreamers, just sleepers, in heavy attitudes on the dock, moving as if they knew how, among the trinkets and the souvenirs, the random shops of modern furniture. And a gale came and said, it is time to take all of you away, from the tops of the trees to the little houses, on little paths so startled. And when it became time to go, they none of them would leave without the other, for they said, we are all one here, and if one of us goes, the other will not go. And the wind whispered it to the stars. The people all got up to go and looked back on love.